This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, live Labor Day edition. Of course, you can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. And still to come, more on the Peoria man who was in trouble for a little while, arrested after a raid on his house on the pretense of investigating him for the crime of false impersonation of a public official for a parody Twitter account. We'll give you the latest on what's happening with his case. We actually had somebody who's a vapor, somebody who uses an e-cigarette to deliver their nicotine to them. He called in the last hour, and that's just kind of how Free Talk Live goes. We're an open phone show. You can call in and bring stuff up, and then we'll sometimes be interested in that and maybe talk about it further. And that's what's going on here, is because I wanted to see the latest on the e-cigarette legal status. And there is some news here that is not good news for people in Rockland County, New York. So the question was earlier, what's the legal status around the United States of e-cigarette use? And, of course, the answer is it depends. It depends on the political jurisdiction, the arbitrary boundaries in which you find yourself, what the legal status is. And I remember hearing that New York City was treating e-cigarettes the same as regular cigarettes. I think that's the case there. If I'm wrong about that, please, New York City folk, correct me. But as New York City does, so do other places. And here's the latest from LowHUD.com, Lower Hudson Valley. Rockland County lawmakers have approved extending the county's strict smoking ban to include e-cigarettes. The legislature voted 15-0, not a single dissenting vote in Rockland County. On Tuesday, to lump electronic cigarettes. It's interesting. They're actually calling them the legislature. This is a county government, and they have their own legislature,
I guess.
Normally, it's the county commissioners or the city council or the aldermen. I've never heard of a county government having its own legislature before.
Well, it's not inaccurate. It's just, it's just not what we're used to hearing.
Yeah. Well, this is New York for you. Anyway, they decided to lump electronic cigarettes, small battery-powered vaporizers that heat liquid nicotine, into existing restrictions on traditional tobacco products. And Westchester County made a similar move in June. So you're starting to see this spread into various different parts of New York State. Legislator Annie Paul from Nanuet, who proposed the bill, said she was concerned about the growing acceptance of e-cigarettes or vaping among middle and high school students. She called it a potential gateway to cancer-causing tobacco.
Well, is it a potential gateway? Yes, that's accurate. It's a potential gateway. But why, I can't imagine there's too many people out there that have gone from nothing to vaping to cigarettes, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I suspect you're right about that. I imagine the numbers are very, very small. In fact, I suspect the numbers are much larger of people who've gone from tobacco to e-cigarettes and further to nothing than there are those who've gone from nothing to e-cigarettes to tobacco.
Yeah.
She goes on, though. She says, I was worried about the potential health impact on the next generation. You can see it in the middle school students who are starting to use e-cigarettes. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, the number of teens who vape tripled between 2013 and 2014. E-cigarettes contain nicotine-laced liquid that can come in a variety of candy-like flavors, such as bubblegum. Sellers and users have been fuming over the proposed change. They view vaping as a safer alternative to traditional tobacco products, although the science is hazy on how safe the products actually are. Roseanne Sika wrote on LowHUD.com back in August, quote, I quit cigarettes and I vape. This is the most ridiculous thing that I have ever seen, unquote.
Yeah, another thing about, it would seem like if you're a legislator and you're worried about the health of your constituency, that you would want to encourage vaping at least it over cigarettes, right? So basically now people have to go outside to smoke. And when you're talking about Maryland, Is that what it is?
Oh, this is Rockland County, New York.
New York. You're talking about pretty cold winters. Being up here in New Hampshire and having been a smoker at one point, I understand what what it's like to have to go outside and smoke. So if I can switch to vaporizing and stay indoors and do that, that's going to be an advantage for me.
Absolutely. The Consumer Advocates for Smoke-Free Alternatives Association urged members to try to block the ban, listing legislators and their phone numbers on its website. Unfortunately, they were completely unsuccessful, as it was a 15-0 vote. Since 2003, Rockland County has had a ban in place on smoking in offices, restaurants, schools, sporting facilities, and county government buildings. So pretty much anywhere indoors, except for your house. Violators of the ban could face a $150 fine for a first violation and $300 for each subsequent violation. So even if you could show these people that vaping is more healthy than smoking, they still would be against it because of the theory that it will make it more likely that children and teenagers will take up smoking. This is like a completely unproven theory.
That's what it's like. Look, there's a person over there that looks like they're smoking. We just can't have that. And that's what it comes down to.
Maybe they should ban candy cigarettes, too, while they're at it, because, those make that little puff of... If you ever have that candy cigarette with a wrapper on it, there's two types of candy cigarettes. There's the one that's just like the stick, and then there's the one that actually has the piece of paper wrapped over a piece of gum.
Yeah.
That one you can actually blow through, and the little confectioner's sugar or whatever comes
blow
out
of it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it makes you look cool when you're a kid when you do that.
Yeah, I did have the candied cigarette, the gum cigarettes, but I never blew on them and thought that was cool. Then again, my dad smoked, so.
You know. Here's a man who knows a thing or two about smoking and vaping. He's Michael Dean from the Freedom Teens. Hello, Michael. He who has not put his headphones on yet, apparently.
Michael on radio, Michael W. Dean.
Okay, I was worried you butt dialed us or something like that. Hello, Michael.
No. Hey, no, my butt is not sitting on my computer keyboard.
Just
usually
making
it
sure.
Is, but it's not. No. Hey, man. Vaping will kill you, and I'm here to tell you why.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Hear my voice, okay? That's vaping.
It's vaping.
First of all, when I criticize vaping as possibly not entirely 100% safe, liberty people and vaping people jump on me with violent responses in text, screaming at me, saying I'm lying. Like, people are religious about this stuff because it's really cool, vaping's fun, and it's probably safer than cigarettes, and people have convinced themselves that anyone who criticizes it, even if they have anecdotal, self, like how it harmed me information, people think I'm part of the system that's trying to outlaw it. I want to say right up front, I think vaping should be available freely next to heroin and assault rifles in vending machines.
Okay.
I'm not for banning anything.
I think they had that at Porkfest this year.
Yeah, and they had BIPCOT licenses in there, too.
So wait a minute. Wait. Tell us a little more. I mean, you obviously don't
my
sound,
history. You want
yeah,
my
you don't
quick
sound
history.
Great. For our listeners who don't know, you're the host of one of the hosts, the variety of hosts of Freedom Fiends, which is another great syndicated talk show.
He's basically the CEO of it. He's the organizer of it. At this
I am
point.
Now. I used to be the co-host, but I have my throat has been so thrashed.
Yeah.
I haven't called in you guys either. I mean, it's to the point where, like, my health is so bad, partially from vaping, that, like an hour of talking and I go into an asthma fit for a day,
Partially from vaping. So you were also a smoker.
Partially from vaping. Okay, here's my really quick history. Had mild asthma as a kid. After puberty, it got a lot less. Like, that happens a lot. Like, you have it when you're a kid, and then, after puberty, it's like you don't really have a problem with it. And I carried around one of those, like, over-the-counter, inhalers,
yeah.
the whatchamacallit, Primatene Mist, and used that, like, a couple times a week. Chain smoked for 30 years, from 18 to 38. I smoked, like, 2 packs of cigarettes a day average for 10 years. I smoked 60 pack days, years.
Wow, that's a lot of smoking.
18 to 38 is 20 years, yeah.
Which is enough, 30 years times 2 packs, basically. It was, a pack a day the first decade, 2 packs a day the second decade, 3 packs a day the third decade.
Oh, my
which
God.
Which is enough to give you lung cancer. I mean, literally, like, it's amazing I don't have it, and I don't have it. So four years ago, pretty much, I quit smoking and started vaping. Felt better, and chain vaped. I mean, I was probably vaping the nicotine equivalent of 5 packs of cigarettes a day. And that's one of the dangers of it, is that since it doesn't bother your lungs as much, it's possible to do it more. You know,
and some people do.
All right. Stand by. I want to continue the discussion with Michael Dean, who is saying that he believes the vaping contributed to his current deleterious health status. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-453. Nobody said that it was safe. It's just probably safer than smoking. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us. us here toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on vaping? And it seems pretty clear to me that it is not as dangerous as smoking, and I'm pretty sure almost everybody who's ever done it would probably agree with that. Even Michael Dean, who's on the line with us here, and we're going to bring him back from the Freedom Fiends, is acknowledging that it is likely safer than smoking, but he also says that it contributed to a very nasty health situation that nearly killed him very recently. So we're going to get back into that, but I want you to know about ProXPN. If you care about privacy online, you really need to go and get ProXPN. Doesn't matter what device you're using, your smartphone, tablet, desktop, computer, laptop, Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, whatever operating system you're using, ProXPN can encrypt your data connection, meaning that your internet service provider won't have any idea what you're doing online once you start using ProXPN. And ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. ProXPN also has more servers than ever before, so you get greater speed and security, plus they'll take credit card and even Bitcoin. You can get 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy an annual account with code FTL50. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live, and the number 50, as in 50% off. So it can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee to protect your privacy. Go to ProXPN.com right now. Use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. It's ProXPN.com, code FTL50. Back to Michael W. Dean. So you smoked a lot of cigarettes for several decades, for at least 3 decades of your life.
Yeah.
You changed it up a few years ago, you said about 4 years ago, to
4 years ago,
vaping.
Yeah.
And you started to vape more nicotine in a day.
That's one of the dangers. Yeah, one of the dangers is it enabled me to literally just be sucking on this stuff 24/7. I was chain smoking before, but I was doing it more with stronger nicotine vape and bringing more nicotine into my body. But it wasn't just the nicotine that bothered me. I mean, nicotine is a stimulant. I can handle it. I love nicotine and caffeine. They're my only drugs, and I just, you know, I can take a lot of them. My heart's pretty strong. But so when I quit smoking, I felt healthy. That's the point. Now, I think I'm one of the early, like, the patient zero of something that's going to come up a lot in the coming years. And I really hate how when I bring this up anywhere on social networking, people I don't know who are vaping Nazi religious nuts jump down my throat and act like I'm part of the man. Because I'm not trying to outlaw this. I'm just trying to give personal experience. I mean, like Mark said, human life would not have evolved in a glycerin-based atmosphere. We are not meant to breathe in anything except oxygen, you know, or air. So after 3.5 years of smoking stuff, this January, all of a sudden my lung health failed to the point where, like, I felt like I was drowning. I couldn't walk 30 feet. I couldn't haul the garbage cans out to the street. You know, I was just I've been a pretty strong, healthy guy for, you know, everything I've done in my life up until that point, and my health just failed. And I went to a pulmonologist, and I've been seeing her since, but she didn't really do it for me, so I'm seeing a better pulmonologist starting last week, who I'm really psyched about. But it's not exaggerating saying life-threatening. Like, I've had several life-threatening situations. I've been in the hospital twice. I have coughed so hard I've passed out and broken my nose.
Yeah.
I've coughed so hard I broke a rib, which I didn't even know was possible, man. That blew my mind. But, you know, this is partially from vaping. Now, when I got off vaping, they had to put me on an oxygen tank 24/7 and have a service come by with tanks and deliver this thing that's called an oxygen concentrator that pulls it out of the air, because I wasn't getting – you can measure it. There's a thing that goes on your finger. If you're below 90%, you are starving for oxygen. And I was at like 85%, which is like you feel like your head is underwater, like now, you're being waterboarded.
Is that because your lungs were coated with residue?
Exactly. It took 2 months of coughing constantly to get enough of that out there to where I didn't have to be on oxygen 24/7. And
oh, my God. Are you on at nighttime? Are you still on oxygen right now?
Not all the time, but as needed. And I'm probably going to have to go on CPAP, too, which because I probably have – which may be unrelated. Well,
what is
it's
that?
Not to be confused with CPAC, which is the conservative pack. CPAP is the – it's if you have sleep apnea, which means, like, you know, you stop breathing for 5 or 10 seconds sometimes when you're sleeping.
Yeah, got it. Mm.
which I have, but it could be unrelated. But a lot of people have that. Also, you know, it's like if you're overweight, that tends to happen too. And I am overweight, but it's largely because the past few years, like, my health has kind of been failing in the background. I haven't noticed it, and I haven't been able to exercise. Like, I'd get on the exercise thing and, like, do it for a couple weeks, and then I'd get sick. And, you know, it's because of asthma and smoking and vaping-related things. Now,
speaking of being overweight, I can tell you I have never been at I ceased being size 32 about the time I quit smoking, and I haven't gotten back.
Really?
And I don't believe I'm ever going to get back. I mean, it's that I'm that far gone from it. What about weight gains? I mean, it's been, what, 4 months from you, for you?
For me? Well, I'm actually really gained a bunch of weight because they put me on prednisone, which is over the... do you know what prednisone is?
Yeah, there's nothing you can offer in this then, apparently.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I used to be, like, skinny as Derek J when I was his age. But then again, I was shooting heroin and doing sit-ups, you know.
All right, so but you're doing better now, it sounds like. I mean, at least a little bit, right? Like,
it's hopeful. It's hopeful. But it's like, you know, I mean, I a lot of times have to sleep like sitting up in a recliner. I can't lie down on a bed because after 2 hours I'm choking and coughing from like fluid in my lungs. There's a lot of issues and a lot of things at stake here, but it is life threatening. I want to say, like, you know, like my advice for the youngins is like, don't act like vaping is water. You know, it's not safe. It's probably less safe. It's probably less dangerous than cigarettes if you don't do more nicotine and vape than you did cigarettes. But if you chain vape this stuff in a few years, you're probably going to regret it. And it's probably I was in denial about it. I was like, oh, it's not, you know, and just like all of a sudden it got to the point of like critical mass to where I just overnight it just hit me. And I've been to two pulmonologist experts on lung disease, and they're like, both of them are like, yep, you have asthma. You have something called status asthmaticus, which is like a form of asthma that, like, you know, people get from working in asbestos mines and stuff. It does not respond to asthma inhalers. So, like, the stuff that normally deals with anybody with asthma, the form of extreme asthma I have does not is not evil. You know, like, I do an inhaler and it doesn't
help.
And
how much of that is cigarettes and how much of it is...
I don't know. There's no way to know.
Okay.
Well, I guess we'll find out. It'll be interesting to see, you know, there are certain people, Dale Everett's one of them from Flaming Freedom, one of the former hosts of Flaming Freedom. He actually never smoked cigarettes. And when he started vaping,
Mark's advice. If you smoke, go to vaping. If you go to vaping, quit.
Yeah, well, that's what we've seen some people do, that is to sort of whittle down their nicotine intake with the vape, because you can cut down the amount of milliliters worth of nicotine in each bottle that you're getting for the
refill.
But
he's right. Some people go to just essentially, they take the oral fixation aspect of it and go whole hog.
They go crazy with it,
things that look like lightsabers.
Yeah.
And they,
they're cool, man. Yeah. I mean, they're a lot more fun than cigarettes. You know, like you said, like, they don't smoke up the whole house.
I think everything about them is better than cigarettes, but I think it's, you know, your case is certainly instructive, and thank you, Michael, for your call, and I hope you feel better sooner rather than later. I know you're looking better. You had an injury due to a fall recently, and you're looking nice in comparison to what you were just a couple weeks ago. So healing, it's good. Congrats, and talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends at freedomfiends.com. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us here. Are you one of those people who actually started vaping from nothing? It's Free Talk Live.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with the medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free.
Labor Day edition of the program. You can join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype in. Skype username is lrn.fm.
If you're looking for Bitcoin news, the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem is Bitcoinist.net. They're the prime online destination for information about the Bitcoin and digital currency industry. Whether you're a beginner or an expert, they've got incredible network statistics, a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin, and much more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone. So it's Bitcoinist.net. That's Bitcoinist.net.
All right, so our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. As we continue with your calls and thoughts here, we've got Libertarian Banker on the line, calling from somewhere here on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I want to talk about the comprehensive annual financial reports that were brought up the last two nights.
Sure.
This is a report that is very typical of businesses. I'm sure you guys running a business there probably have an income statement and a balance sheet.
No, I don't do that crap. But well, I've seen those things before.
Hopefully you're figuring out how much money you're making or losing every month.
No, you know, not really.
It's important to have as a business. Well, either way, the government and other businesses do this. And the comprehensive annual financial report might show a ton of money or a ton of assets sitting there. But The problem is the government has borrowed against all of those assets. A lot of them are to take care of pension liabilities they have. A lot of them are assets they put to the side that they then borrow to finance some of their other activities. So it's not as nefarious, you know, as some of the callers might make it out to be. But the problem is the way that the government obtained those assets was through illegitimate means.
Well, sure, they taxed people and they threatened people in order to get the money that they then used to purchase these investments. And then they complain. I think that you know, it's true that the comprehensive annual financial reports are not hidden. You can go and find them and you can request them and you can read over them. But they're not generally talked about. Like, the politicians don't mention them. They talk about the budget. They talk about how the budget hasn't, you know, they're spending more than what's on the budget and they need to raise taxes because of that. But all the while they're complaining about not having enough money in their budget, there's a boatload of money sitting in this comprehensive annual financial report, as well as assets that they could be converted.
Like I said, there is a ton of money sitting there, but they've borrowed against it. The money has already been spent and spoken for, you know. So they just went ahead and took it and borrowed it. And one of the worst is the federal government. When you look at the Social Security program, they wanted to make sure to invest this in a safe investment. And what do they pick? They pick T-bills, which is basically loaning the government back their own money. They took it from the left pocket to put it in the right pocket. That makes absolutely no sense to me.
And they're charging themselves interest. They're charging interest.
When you say they've borrowed against the stuff on their comprehensive annual financial report, how can they borrow against I'm not an expert with finances or whatever, but how do you have a bunch of money in investments in stocks and things like that and then borrow against that?
Well, because, okay, so, you know, if you work for the government, you probably have a little bit taken out of your check every month that goes to some sort of retirement system or pension plan. Well, they invest that money in the pension plan. So they owe that money to an individual. So technically, when it's collected, it's borrowed in that sense. Another thing that they do, a lot of things on there are real estate. So they'll get financing in the form of bonds or other financing they can get on the financial markets to finance those projects. So the asset, just like if you owned a house at $300,000 and you borrowed $250,000 against it, you know, you will really only own the $50,000 of that. So there might be $1 billion sitting there in a municipality, but only, you know, 200 million of it is actually liquid or available to use.
Well, sure. I mean, but they could sell the buildings or whatever, and they could. There's like here in Keene, New Hampshire, the county government or the city government has a bunch of properties that they just sit on, and they just, you know, they just own it, and then it just sits and rots. There was one of the there was an old theater building they had in downtown Keene that just got gutted recently because it had just been sitting there under the care of the local government, and they just basically let it sit there and rot away.
Absolutely, because they have no incentive to do anything with that building because they could steal your money from you, and that gets back to my point of
they could have an incentive to do something with it. Like, in theory, right, a government would want a building to be occupied so they could charge the owner of it property taxes. But if the government itself is the owner of the building, then they're not charging themselves property taxes on the property. So, in theory, there could be an incentive there, but because they're government, they're not incented to move quickly on doing any of these things.
Exactly. So, thank you for your time tonight, guys.
Hey, thanks, Banker. I appreciate hearing from you. We got Jeff in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, guys. Hey. Someone before had some issues where he's having fluid in his lungs. A lot of times fluid respiratory issues are created by digestive problems, and so some detoxification may be in order there. So people could look up that and figure out what to do in that respect. As far as the bankers go, when the English surrendered the sword to George Washington, they promised they'd be back in the Bank of England, you know. So the Federal Reserve is not the government. They're private, and they're basically not very good people at all, you know. And they do all the stuff that's bad that's happening when someone's 401k turns into a 201k or a 101k. The money went somewhere. It didn't just disappear. They make it sound like it just vaporized. But, no, it went into somebody's pocket, and it wasn't by accident. It was all planned.
See, I've been looking into this as the idea as to whether or not if, you know, if a stock loses value, somebody loses money and somebody gains money. And the best I can tell is that wealth is actually destroyed when the value of things go down. So if the, you know, if the stock market goes down in value from 17,000 to 15,000, then, and that's just the Dow, but whatever, then actually that much value has been destroyed. It's just not there any longer.
I believe that went into somebody's pocket, and if you look hard enough, you might be able to find who it is.
Well, I have yet to be able to figure that out.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Remainder of the story about the Peoria Mayor parody account on Twitter. It was at Peoria Mayor. And it was in 2014 when the man who was running it, a short order cook named Jonathan Daniel, was arrested and had his home raided on the pretense of him investigating him. Actually, was he arrested? Oh, excuse me. He was not home at the time. So no charges filed against him. But they raided his house while he was not there and essentially looked for supposed evidence of him impersonating a public official. The police chief at the time had said of the account, which, again, was labeled with the word parody, quote, "It appears that someone went to great lengths to make it appear that it was actually from the mayor," unquote. Daniel wasn't at home
by
at the time.
By posting in a Twitter account that said parody.
People, police, okay, Daniel wasn't home at the time of the raid. Oh, okay, they did arrest him at the restaurant at which he worked, but no charges were filed. So he sued the city on the grounds that, legally speaking, it appears to be run by a gang of dopes who wouldn't know the First Amendment from a hole in the ground. On Wednesday of last week, the New York Times reported the city announced that it would pay $125,000 of taxpayer dollars to Daniel to settle his case. Because it's not the police chief. $125,000.
Nice.
To settle this case. The Times wrote, quote, "The city said it believed that it would have ultimately won in court."
That's why they gave the guy right. $125,000.
Yeah. We would have won this, but, you know, we'd rather not go to court. So yeah. Here's some money.
We're going to harass anybody else out there because we can. And if they somehow go after us for it, then we'll just give you taxpayers' money there. Give them your money. Too bad.
Just what an absolute outrage, and even if the account didn't say parody on it, who cares? He's a public official. Public officials do not have the same level of privacy expectations as do other people. Now, I'm not an attorney, so I can't, you know, say for sure or anything. This isn't legal advice. But that's my understanding of, you know, being able to use a public person's name.
Well, whoever ordered this raid is the one who should have to pay, not the taxpayers of the city of Peoria.
Yeah, sadly, the police chief and the mayor will not be on the hook for this. They are, you know, waltzing off into the sunset in order to do it again to somebody else. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us here on Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150LK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-809-5580. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-809-5580. That's 1-800-809-5580. 1-800-809-5580.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Labor Day edition of the program. You may take control of the airwaves here and bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in studio, it's me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And you can join us via Skype. That Skype username, lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us and connect that way if you don't mind. You'll generally sound better if you do. We have been discussing vaping and the continuing crackdown in various different places. Seems like New York is the real hot spot for attacking the vape community, the people who have chosen to use e-cigarettes.
What a surprise, the Empire State is cracking down on everything.
Yeah, according to the story over at LowHUD.com, Rockland County's legislature, they got their own legislature there in the county, voted 15-0 to include electronic cigarettes into the traditional tobacco ban in various different businesses and restaurants and basically any office, restaurant, school, sporting facility, or government building. So essentially anywhere except for your own house that is indoors, it is prohibited in Rockland County. Also, Westchester County made a similar move in June, and I don't know how many of the other counties in New York have done the same thing, but I imagine you're going to see more of those dominoes falling over time in New York. Other places, your mileage may vary. If you want to check in here and let us know what the status is where you live of these vaping bans, the toll-free number is 855-453, and they're usually based on fear-mongering around the idea that children are going to start vaping, and then that will somehow, and I'm not sure how this is, it will somehow lead them to smoking cigarettes. Maybe the idea is that they want to get a bigger hit off of the nicotine, and so they figure the tobacco would be, maybe one of their friends tells them, hey, the cigarettes are better than those vapes, and they'll give them one of those instead.
Yeah, we can't have freedom, something, something, the children. You know, I mean, that's
pretty much it. Yeah, but
every time.
There's good news about the e-cigarettes as well. A UK report, according to CNN, says that they're safer. The question of whether e-cigarettes can help people quit smoking is hotly debated. Studies looking at the effectiveness of the devices as cessation aids have been unclear, but at best, they suggest that they work about as well as nicotine patches. And taste better, too. If it's true that they work as well as a nicotine patch, it's certainly more pleasant, I think, to use an e-cigarette than a cigarette.
Well, it also helps with the oral fixation early on.
That's true, because quitting smoking can be difficult for people if they just quit cold turkey because they want to put something in their mouth. So some have suggested like a stick of gum or sunflower seeds or something like that instead of a cigarette. That's that oral fixation you were talking
right.
about, the hand-to-mouth kind of, I guess, addiction.
Something to do, yeah.
The uncertainty of surrounding the use of e-cigarettes, also known as vaping, did not stop a government body in the UK, a government body, from concluding in a new report that e-cigarettes could help people quit smoking. The report, published by Public Health England, stated that e-cigarettes are 95% safer than normal cigarettes, and that the public health opportunities of these devices should be maximized.
So let's go through this one more time. UK government organization
That's correct.
Has floated a study. The study says that they are 95% better.
This is a report, not a study, so I suspect they looked at different studies.
Okay, report. And say exactly what they said,
95%? 95% safer than normal cigarettes.
So 95% is a funny number in this circumstance. If they were 100% safer, they'd be twice as safe as cigarettes. Does that make sense?
No.
So they are not 20 times safer from what they're saying.
Yeah.
Here. So if you have $1 and I have $2,
yeah.
I have 200% the money that you have.
Yes.
If I have $1 and you have $1, that's 100% of the money. So in this circumstance, if they say they're 95% safer, that means that they're only twice as safe as cigarettes, which is still safe, but do you get what I'm coming
from? No, I still don't get it. You're going to have to explain that one to me off the air.
Okay.
How is 95% twice as safe? That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it'd be nearly twice as safe. How's that?
100% safer than normal cigarettes. Okay, somebody else will have to explain that to me. I don't have time to really think
that's
about
what I'm
that.
Just trying to understand what yeah. it says here, and that's what my understanding of it is.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, the authors of the report recommended that a range of prescription-based e-cigarette options be available, and as there are for nicotine replacement therapies. I agree with the UK, which is that they are going to medically license e-cigarettes and make them available in the context of smoking cessation aids, according to the dean of Georgia State University School of Public Health, where they
oh,
are...
good. So now kids have to start smoking in order to be able to get their vape, their piece of paper to vape. All right.
He says, I think the report is overstating the evidence that e-cigarettes are a miracle for cessation. These devices do appear to help people quit about as much as nicotine replacement therapies do, yet most smokers are still not successful at quitting. He said, for those who use e-cigarettes as a cessation aid, the goal is for them to switch entirely to the products and then to eventually give them up too. And the one of the studies commenters here says that that would be a major public health accomplishment, said Erickson. Many people who are so-called dual smokers use both tobacco and electronic cigarettes, and it's unclear whether eventually they will phase out the former. Because of the level of nicotine in the e-cigarettes, quitting could be just as tough as giving up the regular kind. Well, there's no doubt, right? Like, you are talking about an addictive chemical.
Right. These are magic.
Yeah. You still have to have willpower.
Little bit, but yeah. I've seen a lot of people who couldn't quit smoking. Look, I tried to quit smoking yeah. quite a few times, and I had to have help, and that was all there was to it. And I've seen people try to quit many times, but they were able to do it with the e-cigarette. So that's a big benefit. When I quit, I used Chantix, which is this drug that and one of the side effects is it causes people to have vivid dreams. I have vivid dreams anyway, so it didn't really seem to bother me much, but nonetheless.
Sounds good to me. I mean, why wouldn't you want vivid dreams?
Usually they're not pleasant.
Oh, so nightmares is what you mean by that.
Yeah.
That's a little different. There are no federal regulations in the United States said Erickson. Everybody is waiting on the FDA. If e-cigarettes did become licensed in the United Kingdom, it could make them safer because there will be more regulation of the ingredients. So apparently they're available, Mark, but now they're talking about having some licensing.
Oh, sure. Let's put them behind the counter, behind glass.
The upside for companies would be they could make claims about their product being a smoking cessation aid. Which they cannot currently do, I guess. To date, no e-cigarettes have been licensed in the UK, although the new report does encourage that. And the Obama administration in the US has requested the authority to regulate the products like regular cigarettes. The UK and European Union are farther ahead, and the US could follow what they have done. The EU regulations include a ban on advertising e-cigarettes and a requirement that the products have health labels. Many states in the United States have rules about where people can vape and rules that prevent the sale of e-cigarettes to minors. There is concern about whether it's more appealing to adolescents with all of the flavors that are involved. They are saying here that the use of e-cigarettes among high school students in the U.S. has tripled from 4.5% in 2013 to 13% in 2014. It's not quite tripling, but that's, you know, close. In that time, the use grew among middle schoolers from 1% to 4% on the e-cigarettes. But what they're not showing you is if that is affecting the amount of cigarette smoking in these high schoolers. Like, would these high schoolers have taken up cigarettes instead of the e-cigarettes if cigarettes were the only option? And we don't know that, right? Because we can't compare apples to oranges in this case. These are young people who have started on using vaporizing. We don't know if they used cigarettes before they started using the vaporizer or if they just started using the vaporizer from nothing. So we don't get any of that information with these statistics. And that's useful information to have when really looking at this as a supposed problem. Because
indeed,
if it turns out that high school students are actually stepping down as adults are with cigarettes by using e-cigarettes, you know, if they'd started smoking, you know, a girlfriend of mine had started smoking at a very, very young age, and unfortunately she has been unsuccessful at switching to the e-cigarettes, but if a young person is successful at switching to an e-cigarette, again, that doesn't come into these numbers. That person would be included in the numbers of the people who are using e-cigarettes at a young age, but it doesn't say whether or not they're actually better off because of it. And I suspect that they are. Our toll-free number for you to join us here with your e-cigarette experience is 855-450-FREE. And there's a fear-mongering piece going around right now on the news headlines. Google News has a bunch of these different stories with ridiculous headlines like this. Survey: high school students using vaping technology to smoke pot. Now, you know, when you've got a headline like that, you are dealing with someone who doesn't know what they're writing about. They have no idea what it is that they're actually writing an article about here, because you can't say that someone is vaping to smoke. One does not go with the other.
And pot sort of indicates like leafy substance as opposed to getting THC from a vaporizer.
Yeah, so there's a lot of confusion in these stories. I've got one here from the from USA Today. You're welcome to share your thoughts, although on whatever you want to discuss at 855-450-FREE. Plus, the FBI apparently has admitted to infiltrating the Burning Man Festival.
Oh, boy.
They're looking for terrorists.
They're burners.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, your butt's back.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at...